Audacity. The people of the British Virgin Islands fighting against moves by the United Kingdom to impose direct rule on them. I'm Ken Richards with the Caribbean News Roundup. OECS leaders on Monday condemned moves by Britain to impose direct rule on the British Virgin Islands. The leaders of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States made it clear that they are opposed to moves by the United Kingdom to impose direct rule on the BVI. Grenada's Prime Minister Keith Mitchell, who chaired a meeting of the sub-regional leaders on Monday, told the Caribbean Media Corporation, CMC, that the OECS leaders were of the view that they could not support the move by London. Dr. Mitchell said that the general feeling is that the leaders do not understand why the British in the 21st century is making such a decision.
We are also advising the people of the Virgin Islands that they should be united. They should be a non-partisan approach to this British conclusion, that both opposition and government, the government should consult with the opposition on this fundamental issue of British country. We believe that the Virgin people should be able to solve whatever problems that they have related to the issues with their own premier. They should be able to solve that problem internally. And the OECS was in fact indicating that it was prepared to provide an advisory group of members from the OECS to help the political organizations in the BVI to deal with that issue and to be able to look at the way forward, given the details of the commission inquiry report. They should be allowed to deal with those issues within the country as a whole, with the support, if they so wish, of the advisory group from the OECS.
On Monday, residents of the BVI took to the streets outside the official residence of Governor John Rankin, protesting the recommendations of a report of a one-man commission of inquiry that examined allegations of corruption and abuse of office by elected and statutory officials. We as Virgin Islanders come to say to the United Kingdom that you should not suspend our constitution in an attempt to establish direct rule over us, said Bishop John Klein, who organized the protest.
Bishop Klein,
yes.
Could you take my mic and talk to the people about the importance of today?
Good morning, people of the Virgin Islands. This is a very significant historical moment in the life of the Virgin Islands. I don't know if there is a more important and critical point in the life of these Virgin Islands, where the UK have decided after 70 years of self-governance that they want to take our rights and deny us the opportunity, the rights of having a democratically elected government. They want to tell us that one man should be able to make the decisions for 30,000 people. They want to tell us that we are not capable and we don't have the necessary competence to run our country. And we are saying we will not surrender our rights.
Many of the protesters also expressed their views on the matter.
Yeah, I'm here to support refuting A1 section recommendations on the COI report. I'm here standing with the people of the Virgin Islands and also for my four sons who are Virgin Islanders. I can't sit back to just watch fundamental rights of people be removed. Absolutely not.
I'm a Virgin Islander. I'm here to support our country. No direct rule.
One people, one BVI.
We have built this country from scratch. We are a people with vision. We respect the UK and all its affiliate as it relates to governance. But direct rule and the suspension of the Constitution is not good governance. Yes, without the corruption. And where do we have in this world that doesn't have corruption? The UK has their share of corruption. We have our share. We can wipe it out, get people who are trustworthy, and when they're messed up, get them out.
We do not want a suspension of our constitution. We the people want to elect our officials. We invite the UK government to come and assist us with good governance and stamping out corruption, but not to suspend our constitution so that they have direct rule over us, the people. We the people want to direct our own affairs.
For our country, for our generations to come, come out one and all. Don't be afraid.
I carry this sign because I'm in protest of them dissolving our constitution.
We are people who can control our destiny. And Article 25 of the international referendum says that we have a right to freedom and we're not going back. We need to be in control. Which country don't have corruption?
Meanwhile, the ruling Virgin Islands Party, VIP, is seeking the resignation of Premier Andrew Foy days after United States law enforcement officials announced his arrest on drug and money laundering charges. BVI Deputy Premier Natalie Wheatley, appointed acting premier since Foy's arrest, disclosed successor plans in a televised address. In Britain, the Guardian newspaper has weighed in on the BVI situation. It headlines the issue with, quote, "Caribbean states warn against direct rule of British Virgin Islands," end quote. The British publication notes that former colonies condemn retrograde proposal that UK override local democracy to tackle corruption. Seven Caribbean states have condemned as retrograde the potential imposition of direct rule from London on the British Virgin Islands amid allegations of corruption and the arrest of the former BVI premier last week in a drug smuggling sting operation, The Guardian reports. It points out too that the British Foreign Office Minister Amanda Milling was greeted with street protests on Monday as she met BVI politicians and civil society to discuss the possible move to press ahead with direct rule as recommended by a Commission of Inquiry report last week. The commission, The Guardian notes, headed by a retired British judge, Sir Gary Hickinbottom, found that corruption and misgovernment were so rife that a partial suspension of the constitution and closure of the National Assembly for 2 years was required. But the proposal has been firmly opposed by BVI politicians, including the acting premier, Natalie Wheatley, who took office after his predecessor, Andrew Foy, 51, was arrested on drug-running charges in Miami last week. The OECS position on the matter is also splashed in the article. It says, quote, "The OECS concurs with the elected representatives of the people of the BVI that abolition of parliament with direct rule from London represents a retrograde step in the evolution of the democratic process that is inconsistent with the United Nations proclamation of human rights to be free of colonial rule." According to The Guardian, the British Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, will have to balance the political turbulence of the former colonial power taking complete charge of the overseas territory against the Commission's clear assessment that the island's governance has over many years become riddled with corruption. In other news, in the uncertainty of the political situation in St. Kitts and Nevis today, a Prime Minister who has lost the majority of the support of the MPs who are in the Team Unity coalition and are now his former partners, Dr. Timothy Harris, has been on stage teasing the population in the Federation with a possible election date.
The future is in your hands! The future is in your hands! And we are counting on you to deliver a victory! The time is soon to come! Do you want to hear the date?
No!
Do you wish to hear the date?
No!
In time to come!
Meanwhile, a gesture likely to be welcomed by civil servants and other workers slated to receive salary increases, what might be considered by the People's Action Movement and the Concerned Citizens Movement parliamentarians as an electoral campaign vote attraction strategy on behalf of Dr. Harris's People's Labour Party was delivered by the Prime Minister in his May Day address.
Today, I am pleased to announce that my government has determined that our civil servants our pensioners and step workers will benefit from a significant increase in wages, salaries, and pensions at the rate of 10%, and this shall be retroactive to January 2022. This is another clear example of our investing in our people as we put more money in the pockets of a large number of our citizens and residents. These resources will translate to increased purchasing power for approximately 4,000 salaried civil servants, 1,064 government auxiliary employees, 1,365 pensioners, and 2,800 step workers.
And now, more election talk, this time from Antigua. Here's Roy Sanford.
Residents of Antigua and Barbuda could be going to the polls in a few months, according to the country's Prime Minister Gaston Brown. The online news portal Antigua Newsroom reported that Brown spoke on the matter at a Labour Day rally on Monday. "You need capable people," he said. "You need experienced ministers to preside over the affairs of this country, not people who are looking for Christmas to come and look for Santa Claus. We are months away from general elections. There is no time to sit back. You need to defend this great institution." The Prime Minister, who is also the leader of the Antigua and Barbuda Labour Party, told his supporters that they have the responsibility to reward the party by electing all of their 17 candidates.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, 4th May. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.